Well, as we heard there, an entire community in shock hearing this morning of that awful tragedy in County Tyrone. To tell us more about this accident is Belfast-based reporter Amanda Ferguson. You're very, very welcome to the programme, Amanda.
Good morning, Dervo.
Listen, Amanda, what can you tell us about the accident?
Yes, well, police officers and the ambulance service and the fire service responded to a two-vehicle collision in the Dagenham Road area of Cookstown at around 3:30 yesterday. So the driver of the vehicle, a woman in her 80s and a man in his 20s, have tragically died. And also a woman in her 50s who was a passenger in one of the vehicles has died. Now, four children and a woman in her 20s have been taken to hospital and the road remain closed. So at the moment, police are appealing for anyone with dash cam footage to contact police on 101 if they have any information that might be useful to officers piecing together what happened.
Yeah, and have the names, Amanda, of those that have lost their lives, have they been released to date by the authorities?
They haven't been yet. We have received reaction from across the political spectrum in the north. So, as listeners heard, the SDLP MLA for Mid Ulster, Patsy McGlone, was just talking about the devastation and, you know, that a tragedy like this is awful at any time of the year, but particularly as people would have been marking Stephen's Day or Boxing Day yesterday, said that the community was devastating. We've also had the Sinn Féin MLA, Michelle O'Neill, and DUP leader in Northern Ireland, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, issued statements as well. So I just think that everyone's thoughts are with those families as they're trying to piece together what happened to their loved ones yesterday.
And it has, Amanda, been an incredibly sad time in the north this Christmas.
It has indeed, yes. The funeral for 32-year-old Natalie McNally took place yesterday. Natalie was 15 weeks pregnant when she was murdered, and so far in the investigation, two men in their 30s have been arrested and bailed by police. So they're really appealing for information that would lead to the person or persons responsible for Natalie's death. The reports from police indicate that Natalie was stabbed to death in her own home, that she may have known her killer, and that the charity, the Crime Stoppers charity, has offered a £20,000 reward for any information. So Natalie was a part of the marketing team at the public transport provider TransLink. She was big into activism and an ally of the LGBT community, a women's rights activist, and she was big into her pets and loved her family very much. So her funeral took place yesterday at her from her parents' home in Lurgan, and then she was buried later in the day in Lurgan, and her brother Declan had thanked people for the comfort and support that had been shown to the family in recent days. Natalie had suffered with quite serious diabetes, so the charity, Juvenile Diabetes Charity, was in lieu of flowers. So it's really just the police investigations ongoing to try to bring her killer or killers to justice.
Listen, thank you for joining us, Amanda Ferguson, Belfast-based reporter, with those updates. We'll take a quick break.
Dervil MacDonald on RTE Radio 1.